This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
President Trump addressing the media after an overnight military operation captured Venezuela's president. He says the U.S. is taking responsibility for the foreseeable future of the nation.
We're going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. So we don't want to be involved with having somebody else get in, and we have the same situation that we had for the last long period of years.
U.S. forces carried out a large-scale strike overnight in Venezuela, and as we said, they captured President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They're now on a U.S. warship heading toward New York. Officials say they will face trial in this country for narco-terrorism. The operation has faced bipartisan criticism, with many questioning whether it was carried out legally. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Mick Mulroy has some insight.
Under U.S. law, of course, there was no authorization by Congress, which is called for when you do an act of war. And certainly attacking ground targets and capturing the president of a country could be considered an act of war. Under international law, they would look at the U.N. Charter, whether there was an imminent threat. Most people, I think, would say there wasn't a direct imminent threat, but I think the White House would disagree.
Stay with KYW News Radio as this story develops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.